This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, on News Talk 830 WCCO. There are so many ancillary things to sports when we shut down and gone through the pandemic. And one of them is, J.D. Hoyt's isn't really a sports bar, but a lot of sports people hang out there. It's a restaurant. And it's just a happening spot for people that like sports and are part of the fabric of the Twin Cities. They're frequent that they would stop by there and have a meal or, dare I say it, smoke a cigar in the back patio. And Pat Montague is in the middle of it, the one and only, and he is loved by many. And I just started him 9 months ago when this thing first in, and he said, you know what, we're going to clean this, but we need to paint it anyway. And he took all the pictures of the famous people down and started painting it and working on it. And then that kind of passed, and then they reopened for a bit in some way, shape, or form, but it really hasn't come back to life. And he joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Pat, first of all, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Mikey.
What? Tell me about this. Now, you know, you've gone through the ups and downs, and you've got some advantages in that you've been there a long time, and you don't have to rent the building, you own the building, all those things, but it's still a difficult 9 months. How have you endured it, and what's it been like? What have you learned?
Well, it's been a huge roller coaster. I mean, holy cow. I mean, if anything, we're just hanging on, but like all restaurants, I mean, we're, you know, we don't want this, we're not happy with it, but we're trying to do the best we can with the rules we're given to do and make it as comfortable and as safe as we can for all of our clients and our employees as well. And that's a hard thing for us right now, being shut down again, is the employees. You know, the fact that this is the holiday season. Heck, you know, this is where a lot of them make the big bread and butter.
Oh, yeah, this is tip time, right?
Oh, this is tip time.
You know?
It's hard for them. I mean, extremely hard for them right now.
Yeah, but not to mention, they also want to convert that into buying gifts for their loved ones.
Correct, correct. Or, you know, so just even get back to even from where they were down for the summertime.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not where they can go back into their savings and take a lot of money out. These guys are usually working, you know, paycheck to paycheck.
What was the summer like when you were allowed what was the percentage of capacity?
Well, we could only go 50%.
Okay.
But the nice thing is, even with 6 feet distancing and stuff, inside wasn't really as crazy. The patio was great. And I have a permit expansion, a premise license. So I could put 60, 70 people out on the patio, totally 10 feet apart from everybody, very safe outside. And it was terrific. But, you know, Minnesota summers are beautiful.
Right.
And it's just the opposite for Minnesota winters. As you mentioned a minute ago, it's freezing out. I can't imagine anybody being outside having dinner tonight.
No, and right now the only thing you can do is takeout, right? I mean, any restaurant. We're not
doing any takeout at all. I know there's a lot.
You just shut her down.
Yeah, we're not formatted for that. I mean, we demand a quality dollar, you know.
Yep.
And we give a quality experience. So when you come to pick it up, and you spend the kind of money you do when you're inside here, you don't get all the bells and whistles that we give you when you're in here. So it's kind of funny how our to-go business isn't nearly sustainable. There's a lot of other restaurants that can do easy-to-go pizza places.
Sure.
You know, I always say the quick burgers, those kind of things.
They're cool. You go to J.D. Hoyt's to run into people, to see things. It's just different.
Yeah, it's a good feel. Like you said, it's a sports restaurant. I guess we'd be classified as I'm watching the Gopher Hockey and then the Monday Night Football. We're catering right now for a Gopher Hockey team. We're leaving here in about 5 minutes. My team is.
So you do have some catering business, huh?
Oh, absolutely. We would have the Vikings had they won yesterday. They were so close, Max.
What do you mean you would have the Vikings if they won?
Well, we've done them. We did it the Vikings are kind of superstitious on their catering on Fridays.
Are they really?
The day before they leave. So we did them the Friday before they played Green Bay, and we didn't think we'd have a shot at coming back, and then they use a different caterer. But if you win, you come back the next Friday as a caterer. So we've been with them for, we had a four-game run. We were like pretty
happy. Didn't know that.
We were thinking we got Dallas, we got a shot at it.
Dallas and Carolina. I mean, this thing's opening up really nice for us.
Oops.
I didn't know that. I thought I knew a lot about the Vikings. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're kind of superstitious. I remember one year back in the day when we had Favre and Randy Moss, they had a seven-game streak, and I think they had David Fong. I think they had him in on that Friday, and they had a seven-week run of the Chinese food. You know, which any food you got to get tired of after a while. But I can't imagine 7 weeks in a row running that deal down. Lucky for David. You know, I mean, very happy for him. But on the other hand, we were on a four-game winner, and we're thinking we could tie that record with caterers. You know, we had a shot at it.
So what do you tell your employees that have been loyal to you and are extensions of your family?
Call me. I tell them all the time, if you need something, you call me. This is hard for everybody. It's hard for me as the owner to see a restaurant that is not doing anything, you know, that's just sitting here. And then to see the employees with their families, and I've seen them before they have kids, after they have kids. You know, I have employees here. My GMs have been with me over 30 years. A couple of servers have been here 20 years. You know, I've watched them grow up as well as their families. So extremely, extremely hard to see a situation like this where you know it's going to be a lot leaner, a lot tougher around the holidays for their families.
I tell
every one of them, call me. Anything you need, just call me.
And I was going to say, you know, I would think they could pick up some, if they wanted, some part-time temporary work right here, but not on the retail side. They would have to be like an Amazon or something like that. I mean, not that there's not retail business. Target, obviously, is looking for people, et cetera. But you're a little bit more limited than most years as well.
Correct. And a lot of my personnel have a great personality, and they're very outgoing. So looking for another job isn't necessarily the problem. It's getting a job that they would fit into. And sometimes that's a little hard for people that are in our industry or restaurant industry. They've been working for us. I mean, we're a nighttime program. So then they have to go to an 8-to-5 job. I mean, I can't tell you how hard it would be for some of these people to change their mode. And a lot of guys are in school too. I mean, both my hosts go to school at the U, and boy, it's just, you see the look on their face when they're not going to have an income. You know, they're college kids, so, you know, they get to eat here, but now mom and dad got to step up, and that puts a strain on everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't get a check, plus mom and dad got to step up, yeah.
Yeah, and it changes the dynamics. And, again, we don't know how long this is going to be. I know our governor said it's going to be 4 weeks, but we all understand, I think, and everybody, common sense tells you he's not going to open up before the middle of January, because we also have Christmas holidays, then we also have the New Year's holiday, and New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights to go out in a crowd, and we've been doing every rule they come out with, whether it's plexiglass or 6 feet spacing or you know, everything they've told us to do, we've done, and we run a really good tight show. But then there's, of course, some people in our business that are, you know, too deep at a bar without masks,
yep,
and they don't care. And so those are the guys that have kind of spoiled it for everybody.
Yes, and I think the same thing happens in the fitness industry. To extent, Lifetime Fitness just went to great lengths to make sure, and then others maybe get some tracing back that data's not so good, and it's not fair to punish them all, you know?
But on the other hand, you know, if we have to soldier up, as I say, and do what we have to do to save lives, we're all in it.
I mean, no, yep, and no one, don't misunderstand that at all. It's just that when you do give that good effort and you spend some extra money to do it, you know, I mean, you do that for a reason. When you look at it, obviously you guys probably going to be able to sustain it because you've been in business a long time and you've been conservative, and structurally you're in a good place fundamentally to do just that. Are you seeing a lot of your brethren that we will not see again, without mentioning names, a lot of restaurants that we'll never see again, you think?
Without question. You're going to see a big drop of the, right before the first of the year. It's terrible because they were barely making it after they came back from the last shutdown, and downtown, we're kind of closer to the North Loop. I don't, you know, we're in the North Loop, I guess, now. I never considered us that, but we are. And more towards your on the mall there because of the unrest downtown as well.
Yeah, the boarded up windows don't exactly add to the ambiance.
Well, you got to see it every day when you go to
every day, yeah.
It's so hard because I don't know. It's going to take many, many years for that business to come back.
Plus, somebody's going to have to be willing to take that risk, right?
Well, and then you're going to have people come back.
Yeah, and, right and you're going to have an entrepreneur that will take the risk. And how are you going to take that risk with no calculation when people are coming back?
Yeah. And, I've heard, I think Target has kind of set the bar. They
yeah.
said food first. And so I know that Ecolab in St. Paul and a couple other big big companies have said June 1st is their target date to come back. So the biggest thing is everybody's just got to maintain to June 1st to have the flow of people. But, we used to get busy at 4:15 down here when we opened up because people were leaving work, coming in for happy hour, a little early dining before they went home. And now there isn't a soul downtown at 4 o'clock.
Not a soul. And by the way, when they do open up, it ain't going to open up completely because a lot of these people are going to say, I'm doing my work effectively at home. I don't need to come down. And a lot of bosses are going to say, you're right, you're meeting the numbers, right?
Correct. Yeah, they'll probably be 40% back, I would guess. Maybe 50% a lot of these.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick.
And again, we've always been a destination. We're not on the main thoroughfare.
Yeah, you go to Hoyts for the night, yeah.
Yeah, we got valet out front to make it easy. Hop out of your car, come right in the door, and back in your car, and home you go. So it's a real simple operation here. But, we sell the ambiance, the smiles of the servers, the drinks, the Frank and Dean. We've got a whole package here. So to package it up and put it in a box and sell it to go, that's not going to work for us either. But
Jesus.
We'll be fine. Like, we're not going anywhere. Being here 36 years, we are not going anywhere. And we just got to get our staff and everybody through this process. Get everybody healthy. Hopefully that vaccine will come out and the fear factor of people coming out will change. And it's tough because I'm always around the people that are out.
Yeah.
I'm not around the people that are hiding in their basement.
No, that's a good point. Yes, the conversations are different.
Yeah, I have a whole different skew on it because people that are out safely, wearing masks, doing what they have to do, washing their hands. But a lot of the people that don't come out are the ones that you need to come out,
Exactly.
You got to come out of the house someday, what I mean?
At some point in time, you'll kick it off with Eric Curry karaoke night, and we'll know things are normal again.
Eric and the kids.
Yeah.
Hey,
appreciate you, Pat. You go take care of that hockey team, gang.
All right, brother. Thank you for any time, Mike.
Yeah, happy holidays.
All right, you too, buddy.
Pat Montague from J.D. Hoyt's, a staple here in the Twin Cities, but.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.